"It is your garden now, little children," said the giant, and he took a great axe and knocked down the wall. And when the people were going to market at 12 o'clock, they found the giant playing with the children in the most beautiful garden they had ever seen. All day long they played, and in the evening they came to the giant to bid him goodbye. "But where is your little companion?" he said. "The boy I put into the tree." The giant loved him the best because he had kissed him. "We don't know," answered the children. "He has gone away."
"You must be sure and tell him to come here tomorrow," said the giant.
But the children said they did not know where he lived and had never seen him before, and the giant felt very sad. Every afternoon when school was over, the children came and played with the giant. But the little boy whom the giant loved was never seen again. The giant was very kind to all the children, yet he longed for his first little friend, and often spoke of him.
"How I would like to see him," he used to say.
Years went over, and the giant grew very old and feeble. He could not play about any more, so he sat in a huge armchair and watched the children at their games and admired his garden.
"I have many beautiful flowers," he said, "but the children are the most beautiful flowers of all."
One winter morning, he looked out of his window as he was dressing. He did not hate the winter now, for he knew that it was merely the spring asleep and that the flowers were resting. Suddenly, he rubbed his eyes in wonder and looked and looked. It certainly was a marvellous sight. In the farthest corner of the garden was a tree quite covered in lovely white blossoms. Its branches were all golden, and silver fruit hung down from them, and underneath it stood the little boy whom he had loved. Downstairs ran the giant in great joy, and out into the garden. He hastened across the grass and came near to the child. But when he came quite close, his face grew red with anger, and he said,
"Who hath dared to wound thee?"
For on the palms of the child's hands were the prints of two nails, and the prints of two nails were on the little feet.
"Who hath dared to wound thee?" cried the giant. "Tell me, that I may take my big sword and slay him."
"Nay," answered the child, "but these are the wounds of love."
"Who art thou?" said the giant, and a strange awe fell upon him, and he knelt before the little child.
And the child smiled upon the giant and said to him, "You let me play once in your garden. Today you shall come with me to my garden, which is in paradise." And when the children ran in that afternoon, they found the giant lying dead underneath the tree, all covered with white blossoms.